Hebrews chapter 6.
Ate andau vakitikani andin voluans fa roa amni Hebreo tok fa yen. Ko alko ilozatikani apdipianarana niam Kristi fa alka andruso am tanteraka isik katiano fanurenana indray de fibepan afana amni asa mati si finonan'Andriamanitra ary fampianarana ny amin'ny fisasana maro sy ny fametrahan-tanana ary ny fitsanganan'ny maty sy ny fitsarana mandrakizay.
Let's pray.
Ndotsika hivavaka.
Heavenly Father, as we look at your word this morning, we ask that it would come into our hearts.
Ry raina izy any an-danitra, raha toky amin'ny teninao izay amin'ny maranity dia aoka izany tena hiditra ty anatin'ny fonay.
Build your truth into our lives. We thank you for your word, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
The writer to the Hebrews speaks of six doctrines. They're foundational because they all speak about salvation. And we are going to look at the sixth and last one today. It's about eternal judgment. It's not a popular message to preach on. Certainly many people don't want to talk about eternal judgment because it could be a terrible thing. But I want us to learn from Scripture. So we want to use Scripture to answer some questions. Like, who is the judge? Who will be judged? What is judgment like? Why must there be a judgment? Is there any hope? And how should we respond? Those are six questions. And we'll look at each one in turn. The first one, who is the judge? Actually, amazingly, we can see the hint of an answer in verse 1. The writer says, let us leave the elementary doctrine of Christ. And then he lists these six teachings. So these are doctrines of Christ. And that means Christ has actually is very much involved in this judgment. In fact, Scripture teaches us that it's Christ Himself who is the judge. We often think of the picture of God as the old, you know, guy sitting on the throne. Many people have a view of God who's angry and judging the world. The Father is actually loving. And he sends the Son. And the Son is sent to come and announce good news. That we can be saved. That we're actually in the year of God's favor. And this favor of God is demonstrated in God putting forward His own Son to die for us.
De iu faitana ftio anatiana andremantiwa de no purfuina tamna ndefasana anzana la ufato atsika.
So the Father sends the Son.
Kan ni raiza nandefansana la.
God the Son takes on human flesh.
Andremanta zanak ni tafnuf.
And he lives on this earth.
De ni aina tetonti tanti.
And then he dies to save us.
De matis mba amunjetsik.
His blood atones for our sin.
Ni rania nu nanavutana atsika non fautatsik.
And so in a sense he is uniquely honored by the Father.
Akara tenena mtenava utanoe tena numena andremanta vonaitra mintsiny izy numeny ray.
Because the Father then promotes him to become judge.
Satria ray zany nanandratra anazy ho lasa lay mpitsara.
Fully qualified.
Tena hoe manana ny kalitao rehetra.
Because he's lived as a man.
Satria izy niaina tahaka ny olona.
We can't say, hey God, how can you judge us? You've never been in our shoes. But in fact, Jesus came and he invited people to turn to him and live. So in Acts chapter 10 and verse
42,
it says, he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one appointed by God to be judge of the living and the dead.
Te milaza mitsika izany eo amin'ny andiny faharoa amby telopolo hoe koa
10:42.
Oh, azafady, roa amby efapolo. Ary izy nandidy anay hitory amin'ny olona ka anambara fa izy no voatendrin'Andriamanitra ho mpitsara ny velona sy ny maty.
So God appointed Jesus to be the judge.
Andriamanitra no nanendry an'i Jesosy ho ilay mpitsara.
In Acts chapter 17, we're told that before Jesus, God overlooked people's ignorance.
Ane amin'ny asan'ny apostoly toko fahafito ambin'ny folo dia milaza amintsika hoe melohana tongavan'i Jesosy, Andriamanitra ohatrany hoe tsy nijery ny andron'ny tsy fahalalana.
But now he commands people to repent. It goes on to say he has fixed a day, he set a day on which he will judge the world. By a man he has appointed. And that man is Jesus. God the Son.
Andriamanitra zanak.
Who took on flesh.
Izay nitafinof.
John chapter 5 verse 22.
John natok fadimy a deny andin faharoa amby roapolo.
Says the Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son.
De milaza amintsika hoe Andriamanitra tsy mitsara n'iza n'iza fa efa nomeny an'ny zanak izay fitsarany izay.
It's amazing.
Mahalina.
The judge is Jesus and there could be no one better qualified.
Ny mpitsara dia Jesosy ary tsy misy n'iza n'iza hoe afaka mahavita an'izay.
So if you want to understand what the Bible teaches about eternal judgment,
ka raha tianao fantatra hoe ho azo tsara ny zavatra resahan'ny Baiboly ny amin'ny le hoe fitsarana mandrakizay,
God who has walked this earth is going to judge.
Lay Andriamanitra izay efa nandeha tety amin'ity tany ity, izy no hitsara.
We don't have an unfair judge.
Tsy misy resaka hoe fitsarana tsirariny izany.
We have a judge who is fair because he's seen where we live.
Tena lay mpitsara tena hoe mandeha ara-drary no hitsara satria izy efa mahita tsara hoe ohatr'izao ny fiainantsika.
Secondly, who is judged?
Faharoa, izy ary no tsaraina.
In Hebrews 9 verse 27,
any amin'ny Hebreo toko fahasivy dia andiny fahafito amby roapolo.
It says, just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment.
Dia milaza hoe tahaka ny nanendrenan'ny olona anankiray ho faty, dia rehefa tapitra izay dia hisy fitsarana.
So the Bible says, you die.
Pai pulzan tenem ce ve mate nau.
And then you are judged.
Teorina zaya de tsaraine nau.
Everyone.
Tsaraira yav.
No one escapes.
Smisia famial.
Well, this is different from some people's teachings. Some people say, you know, there's reincarnation. You can die and come back again as something else. The Bible plainly teaches that we're made in the image of God.
And
so we're accountable to God.
And we
live once.
And
then we answer to God.
Now,
later on in Scripture, you'll see there are actually two or more judgments.
There's
a judgment where the saints will judge the angels.
There's
a judgment where the saints will be judged.
And
that judgment is a judgment where there is, it's more like an award ceremony. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
And we are
rewarded or judged for what we've done in this life.
That's
described in 1 Corinthians chapter
3. Our
work is tested by fire.
That's
a judgment for believers. But it's not a judgment about heaven or hell.
It's
a judgment for those who are already going to heaven to receive honor for how much they have given for Jesus. It gives meaning to being passionate for Jesus in this life because there is a reward.
And
then there is the scary judgment.
The
great white throne of judgment. Which is the judgment for those who rejected Jesus. If you receive Jesus in this life, you are declared innocent because of His blood which atones for your sin. And you don't even face that judgment. We are not judged for our sins if Jesus took them away. But if we reject Jesus, then we face that judgment.
And
for this we must look at Hebrews chapter 10.
Let's read from verse 26.
This is not speaking about Christians.
It's
speaking about people who hear about Jesus but then reject Him.
So let's
read from Hebrews chapter
10. Verse 26.
To
31. Faram ni manuta isik refa nahazon fa lalana tsara ny marina de tsy misy fanatitra no ny ota intsony fa fiandrasana mahatahotra amin'ny fitsarana ary fahatezerana mirehitra izay andanin'ny fahavalo rehetra kosa izay manohitra ny lalàny Mosesy dia maty amin'ny teniny vavolombelona roa na telo fa tsy asiana famindram-po. Manao ahoana kosa ary no amafy ny fampijaliana ataonareo tokoa hiatra amin'izay manitsaka ny zanak'Andriamanitra ka nanao ny ranony fanekena izay nanamasinana azo zavatra tsy masina sady nanira tsira ny fanahin'ny fahasoavana fa fantatsika izay nanao hoe ainy famaliana izao no amaly ary koa Jehovah hitsaran'ny olona. Zavatra mahatahotra ny ho azon'ny tanan'Andriamanitra velona fa tsarovy ny andro fahiny izay naharetanareo ny ady mafy tamin'ny fahoriana rehefa nohazavaina ianareo.
In verse 26,
eo amin'ny andininy fahaenina amby roapolo,
it speaks about there being no more sacrifice for sins.
Dia miresaka hoe tsy misy intsony sorona ho an'ny fahotana.
It says, if you deliberately go on sinning after hearing the truth, there's no other sacrifice for sin.
Hoy izay fa raha miny manota isika rehefa nahazo ny fahalalana tsara ny amin'ny marina dia tsy misy fanatitra noho ny ota intsony.
So it means if you continue in a life of sin,
dikan'izay zany hoe raha mitohy foana ianao mitohy amin'ny fiainan'ny fanontana,
after hearing the truth, that's the gospel,
rehefa hoe efa naheno ny fahamarinana ianao dia ny filazantsara zany,
there's no other sacrifice, there's no more sacrifice for sin. You can't be made clean.
Dia tsy misy fanatitra tsony, tsy misy fanatitra ho an'ny fahotana tsony, tsy afaka ny hoe atao madio ianao zany.
So God is saying, Jesus is my way of sanctifying you.
Dia Andriamanitra zany miteny hoe I Jesosy ny anahy no fomba na hoe lalana anamasinako anao.
If you reject him, there's no way to sanctify you.
Raha ohatra ka lavinao izy dia tsy misy fomba hahafahako manamasina anao.
And all that awaits then is judgment.
Ka ny any hoe miandro zany dia ny fitsarana.
In verse 27, a fearful expectation of judgment and a fury of fire that will consume the adversaries.
Eo amin'ny andininy fahafito amby roapolo izy miteny hoe fa fiandrasana mahatahotra amin'ny fitsarana ary fahatezerana mirehitra izay andanin'ny fahavalo rehetra koa.
So Jesus is the judge.
Ka I Jesosy zany le mpitsara.
And this eternal judgment, he is a judgment for those who reject him.
Ary ty le fitsarana mandrakizay ty zany dia fitsarana ho an'ireo izay manohitra azy.
It's an eternal judgment, not because the judgment carries on like a very long court case. It's not judgment for eternity. It's one judgment that has eternal consequences.
Fitsarana mandrakizay le izy tsy hoe mandrakizay zany itohy foana le fitsarana, tsy izay fa hoe mandrakizay le izy satria hoe fitsarana indray mandeha nefa momba ny mandrakizay anao.
So my third question, what is the judgment like?
Dia ny fanontaniako fahatelo dia hoe ohatrohatra ny ahoana le fitsarana?
It is final.
Zany hoe io zany ny farany.
It is terrible.
Tena mapatahotra.
There isn't a going back after that point.
Rehefa tonga eo amin'io teboka io tsy misy hoe fahafahana miverina intsony.
And there's no going back after this life.
Ary tsy misy koa hoe fiverenana indray rehefa tapitra ty fiainana eto ty.
So to die having rejected Christ is the final state you will be in, is in the rejection of Christ.
Kara ohatra zany ianao ka hoe le hoe maty nandahany Kristy zay ny teboka farany zany eo amin'ny fiainanao.
I don't speak much about my stepfather.
Zaho tsy dia miresaka betsaka loatra ny momba ny rafozandahako.
You would have known that I had a father, but not a stepfather.
Ray keliko. Fadul mama nta patle tata ntera casa
after my father died.
Revat mat tata naya.
My mother married again.
Tenanam badin remanden rai mama nai.
That husband did not know God. He didn't believe in God.
Isai tata nai saya. Tin ni nonan remant.
We wanted him to know God.
But
he always pushed the conversation away. He never wanted to talk about God. In his own description of himself, he was an atheist. He didn't believe in a God of any form. And he has also died. But he died without God.
He's never mad at Sananananandremant.
And there's no question in my mind that when you die without God, you face judgment for your sins and you are separated from God forever. There's nowhere in the Bible that it teaches that you can go back and right your wrongs after this life. Neither can you in some way atone for your sin. You can't pay penance. Neither do you have opportunity to choose Jesus. It's too late. There is no purgatory. There is no way to repair things. And there is no going back. In the account of the rich man and Lazarus, in Luke chapter 16, you can go and read it yourself sometime. A rich man lived and died without Jesus. And this picture is probably even before the final judgment. It says the rich man died and was buried. And in Hades, he was tormented. And he could see Abraham far away, and Lazarus the beggar, who represents the believer. Lazarus is at Abraham's side, and the rich man is crying out, if only I could just have a drop of water to cool my tongue. I am in anguish in these flames, in this flame. The thief on the cross, the one who turned to Jesus. Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise. When we die, Scripture shows that our soul doesn't go to sleep. Our spirit doesn't just linger in some coma. Our but you If you're a believer, you already immediately from this life to the next you are with Jesus.
Afara pino nawa tungate mfanta nawa miale tom tifia inantie nawa tungate makane mtsisos.
And if you're not a believer, you're from this life into torment.
Tera wode no tspinwa miala fie tom tifia inantie no tungate makane mfizalin.
That's the fact.
Zain savamis.
Then we'll read other scriptures. I'm not going to go there, but there are other scriptures that speak about the darkness. Where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth, that's grinding your teeth in pain. There's a lake of fire. This fiery lake prepared for the devil and the demons that serve the devil. The issue is none of these contexts is at all social or friendly. In the movies, you see people thinking there's a party going on in hell and they can join the devil and party. You see the one bad guy or the hero of the story about to kill the other guy. And defiantly, the guy says, "I'll see you in hell." No, he won't. It's dark. You don't see people. You don't meet up with your old drinking buddies. You don't just party with the devil. In fact, one of the scariest things about hell is that scripture indicates that it's the complete absence of relationship. Utter isolation and loneliness. And eternally you are separated from God, who is the source of love and light and relationship. He's the author of life. And it's God himself who is relational. He created friendship and family. And so you can be sure to be cut off completely. Means in hell you don't just have broken relationships, you have none. Isolation, darkness, pain, eternally. Why must there be a judgment? People have asked, how can a loving God send people to hell?
Well,
Jesus actually said in another place in John that it's the people themselves who have basically judged themselves. He even says, "I don't even judge you. You condemn yourselves." What he really means is, my invitation was for you to come and repent, but you rejected it. C.S. Lewis, a philosopher and author, he said there are two kinds of people. those who say to God, "Your will be done."
Irozem tenem nandemanta ne tenem nandemanta we utatera kanen sita punau.
In other words, they submit to God's command to repent.
Ntikan zaide we is reo de tenamanae kan le baiku nandemanta we mi bepa.
When God calls us to Himself, He says, "Come, follow Me."
Nandemanta mianzo tsike wantenan mteni zai afi manara.
Come and receive Jesus and be saved. And so there are those that say, "Your will be done," and they repent and believe.
And the
other kind of person
are
those to whom God says, "Your will be done." In other words, God's saying, "Okay, have it your way."
You're
rejecting God.
And
the only position then is to be separated from Him, not reconciled to Him.
Kan toerana tokana izay isy anao izany de le hoe tafasaraka aminazy fa tsy fitafiavanana aminy.
See, we need to understand sin is not a simple breaking of the law.
De mila azotsika tsara hoe ny fahotana de tsy le hoe fandikana lalàna tsotra fotsiny.
It is hatred for God and rebellion against Him.
Fa ilay fankahalana an'Andriamanitra sy fikomina aminazy.
And it's we who have rejected God.
Ka isika no nandahana an'Andriamanitra.
Unless we come to Him and bow our knee.
Ratswe manantona anazy tsika de mandohalika aminy.
Is there any hope?
Misy fanantenana ve?
This is my fifth question, second last one.
Zay le fanotaniko fahadimy a alohan'ny farany.
Is there any hope?
Misy fanantenana ve?
The answer is no, not on your own.
Ni valany de hoe tsia tsy amin'ny alalan'ny tenanao manokana.
You can join any religion.
Afaka mirotsaka ho anatina karazam-pivavahana inona na inona ianao.
And try to save yourself by good works.
De afaka miezaka ianao hoe mamonjy ny tenanao amin'ny alalan'ny fanaovanao asa tsara.
But you will never atone for your sin.
Kanefa izany de tsy avotra anao ny amin'ny fahotanao na ovinana oviny.
So the answer is no, in your own strength you cannot save yourself.
Ka ny valiny izany de hoe tsia amin'ny herin'ny tenanao manokana tsy afaka mamonjy ny tenanao ianao, tsy mahavonjy ny tenanao ianao.
So if you reject the only means of salvation, there is no hope.
Ka raha ohatra izany lavinao ilay lalana tokana azona famonjena dia tsy misy fanantenana ho anao.
But yes, there is hope.
Kanefa eny misy fanantenana.
Undeserved, unearned mercy is available in Jesus.
Ilay famondram-po izay tsy mendrika atsika, izay tsy tokony ho atsika akory dia omenantsika ho amin'i Jesosy.
And that's the meaning of grace.
Izay ny dikan'le hoe fahasoavana.
God saying, "You don't earn it, you don't deserve it, but I'm offering you salvation as a free gift of grace."
Ozy izy andriamanitra hoe tsy mendrika an'izany ianao tsy ho azonao vidina amin'inoninona mihitsy ilay izy kanefany omeko anao maimaim-poana ilay izy. Izay ilay hoe fahasoavana.
So how should we respond?
Da ahoana ary ny tokony ho avalintsika an'ilay izy?
If there's such a truth as eternal judgment.
Raha ohatra ka misy an'izay hoe fahamarinana izay hoe fitsarana mandrakizay.
Well, we should fear God enough to hold on to that truth.
Tokony hoe tena ho ampy ny fahatahorantsika an'Andriamanitra hiazonantsika an'izany fahamarinana izany.
We don't pretend that people are nice and everything will be okay if they die without Jesus.
Tsy mila manao modimody tsika antsara eto leto ary ho vovonjy izy na dia hoe tsy manana ny maty tsy nanana an'i Jesosy ary.
No matter how unpopular this teaching is that there is hell.
Na dia hoe tsy malaza be ary ty fampianarana ity hoe misy ny elo.
We should fear God more than we fear man. Which means even if man doesn't want to hear this truth, we will not let go of this truth. Matthew 10 verse 28 says, do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Don't fear man, fear God. And in understanding then that this is true, we should love our fellow man enough to share the gospel. It should motivate us because of the desperate situation people are in. One day my stepdad fell down and hit his head on the ground and he was unconscious. He was an old man. And the blow was so hard that there was bleeding inside his skull in the brain. And he died. And that's final. The opportunity to preach the gospel is only in this life. If we love people, we should warn them that this is no joke. God has spoken. He's commanded. He's called. He's loved. He's cared. He's paid the price for our sin. But we must turn to him and believe in order to be saved. So teaching on eternal judgment, it should be a sober but a true motivation. It is not okay to reject God in this life. Everyone will be judged. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, it's not your will that any should perish. We want you to take these truths and make them live inside of us. That it's appointed for man to live and then die and then face judgment. Some are raised to eternal life because they put their faith in Jesus. And some who reject Jesus will face eternal separation. Where they cut off from everything and punished eternally by their own choice. God, soften our hearts.